You know, it's absolutely amazing when you've had the experience of maybe reading a scripture and you may have pondered about it, or you may think you have an understanding about it, and then sometime later you get an insight or a revelation about what something means. And it just changes your entire perspective of what the Word of God means in the Bible when it comes to dealing with being things being revealed to you. So, for example, if you were to look at James chapter 4 and verse 10, it says, "Humble yourselves." I'll read from the Amplified Bible. It says, "Humble yourselves, feeling very insignificant in the presence of the Lord, and He will exalt you. He will lift you up and make your lives significant." Okay, that was from the Amplified Bible. So if you look at the word humble, or if you look at the definition of humble, it would be like it's an adjective, or looking at it's not proud or arrogant, modest, or having a feeling of insignificance, inferiority, or subservience. And to get the understanding of humble yourself, or how it hit me today, and again, I've read that scripture before, you know, get humble yourselves, but I didn't get the impact of it until I went through my little, I guess, tantrum of, you know, outside of being a minister, a husband, a DJ on DJ National Radio EU, I have my company, Bemuda Global Group, and have different clients and stuff like that, and trying to, you know, manage all these different things. You know, sometimes you can get stressed out and have an attitude. I mean, keep it real. I have attitudes and get upset just like everybody else. And I was just going through a little funk. I'm like, man, I'm tired of this. You know, I'm doing this, I'm doing that. I'm not seeing the result that I'm expecting to see. And going before God and praying about this and praying about that. And we all do it. Then all of a sudden, I kind of calmed down. And actually, I was looking for, I was going through one of my bags where I had some of my hats for the winter time, and I saw this Bible, not this Bible, I saw this booklet about men of God, and it talked about, you know, about the importance of the praying every day, and then the patience, and then after reading that, I said, you know, let me just pray and just kind of like calm down, just get level head again. And then in my prayer, I had said, you know what, God, I know that right now you are at peace. And when I said that, it kind of hit me that, you know what, everything that I'm praying to God about, it's really no concern to God. Like, if you pray to God for money, you know, I really believe that God's not sitting in heaven or wherever he's at in this universe, sitting around like, you know what, I need some money, or I need a house, or I need a car. Those things that we pray to him about, he doesn't really need, but we come to him asking for this stuff, and he really doesn't have to do it. I mean, think about it. If you don't need something, you're not gonna worry about it. But if someone's asking you for something that you don't need, you know, at the end of the day, it's really kind of up to you if you want to. But he's not really, he's not required to do it, because he's already done everything. I mean, he gave us the entire planet. And on this planet that we all live on, all of the things that we want are from this planet. So at the end of the day, he already did it. So when you realize he did it and he doesn't have to do it, then it's like, oh, wow, you know what? you know, let me chill out. Let me just bring it down a notch and just calm down, because he really doesn't have to do it. If you look at it that way. That makes sense? All right. So that's the word for today. It's Apostle Brian Burke. God bless.